was historic.
Isn't that appropriate?
And I really would like to thank all of you for being here. We knew it was going to be a nice stormy evening, but hopefully we all arrived before the worst part of it. And Terry, you and I are the quorum, I guess. Julie is here to sort of maybe back me up on some of the things that... Answer any questions and explain where some of the past information has come from. So I appreciate you being here, Julie. And Martin, always, your technical expertise is appreciated. So I have given you, and Martin, you have one as well, sort of talking points for what I wanted to cover tonight, because I know that we are really not ready to necessarily cover exactly what the strategic plan will look like, how we should tackle it, but at least to know where we are coming from and how I see this as an extremely important part of how we get to where we need to be. And I think to find out where you're going, you sort of need to know who you are. And as a public library system, how would you answer that? I just want to sort of throw that out. Who are we really in terms of York County, and how do we represent that? Anybody want to start?
You're talking about the library system?
Library system in general, and how you see it fitting into the community. And that could be either how it does fit or how it should fit.
We should look at what the mission statement that I come up with. Well, I think we're a primary provider of books and other informational assets to the public, and are the agency that caters to the lifelong learning needs of the citizens of York County.
Might sort of turn that into our mission statement, Terry.
Well, I had a mission statement that I was working on in case we got to that from the board. I don't think.
I do have a place for mission statement on the fourth bullet point down there, or the fourth number point, kind of to talk about what should be in there.
Well, to me, that's kind of when you say who are we. I think that's mission statement defines who we are. I mean, you can get into we're five public libraries that serve York County, but I think that's.
No, it's I like what you've got. I think what we all see as the importance of a library has to do with what we provide for the community. We're not just buildings. To me, we house the soul of who we are as a culture. We house the soul of who we are as a community. We represent the best of what we can leave behind. And I would hope that in 200 years, if someone comes and looks in here, that they see that. That they see we tried our best to make this a really wonderful place for those.
I love that kind of talk. I mean, that's, to me, is much more expansive than what I was thinking of because of, you know, given political considerations. But yes.
That's where we are. And, I've spent my entire life hanging around libraries because of what Mark's profession was. I've worked in four libraries personally. So this is not something that's not near and dear to me. I've seen the libraries from both sides. But again, I'm trying to remember who said it, the thing about in books lies the soul of the whole pastime. And I think it really is the way that we protect all of that. The library's accomplishments, I sort of want Julie to address that, because in many of our conversations, I think we have forgotten to really pat you on the back and pat your staff and those who come in and volunteer on the back, on their backs, because this has not been a small challenge that you've had. So just a few of the things that you think are the most important accomplishments in terms of the York County Library System.
What we provide in terms of programs is a huge accomplishment. When I started in a dwell on the past too much, but when I started in 2017, there were very few programs, as the director at the time did not necessarily agree with the importance of programs. Well, I think that it goes hand in hand. How do you get people in the library if you don't have programs? And how do you get your books checked out and your services that people don't know about passed along if they don't come into the library? So it's very, it's a very important part of library business. Yeah. We've got the collection, we've got, you know, literacy aspects, but without programming, we don't get them in. And so that's our greatest accomplishment, is the creativity that staff have for putting together a great programming stable every quarter, and honestly, the development of the relationships with the community that each staff has, or each branch staff has, that's a real accomplishment too. It's very synchronous, the two of them. So I think we're very successful at being resources. You know, people call us, if they go to, say, Come See Me Parade, and they see their librarian, and everybody's a librarian, mm-hmm. at their librarian, you're my librarian. Yes. It's the connection of the community and the resource that that is a huge accomplishment that we have made, too.
Right. And so you didn't call it programming. I've already discussed with Julie that people who aren't in the library field don't know what programming is. We think you're going to come in here and teach us how to code in the computers.
Yeah.
So for me, she's been calling it programs, just so I won't get lost in the weeds with that. I think all of those things are really important, and especially as we consider our mission statement. I would like to take all of that somehow and get it into a succinct statement. Probably the develop of relationships is something that we forget. Mm-hmm. And that is extraordinarily important, and it only happens because your staff is willing to do it. Mm-hmm. And they have. They have been totally willing always to do that. I feel it any time I'm in there. The second spot on here has to do with library staff. Mm-hmm. So for those of us who go in and watch what happens at the desk, we forget the kinds of things that happen in the back, the cataloging, all of the...
It's even IT, and it's
IT, and you know, I've met Troy.
Taking
delivery. I understand it now. Mm-hmm. That there's a whole system behind the wall, taking care of things. And we did talk about whether the staff was adequate, mm-hmm. and you did feel at this point that we were using their skills utilizing those skills as best we could at this point.
Absolutely.
So that's something we can go back and revisit if we do talk about any changes.
And I can mention that in this budget cycle, there were some staff requests for some, maybe two, do I remember? I think it was two positions, two part-time positions. Mm-hmm. But because we're focusing the budget this year on infrastructure programs and, I forgot the third thing, services, we did not do that. Now, mm-hmm. last year we did add positions. And the year before we added some positions.
If you don't add those positions, is it cutting services? Is it cutting hours? Or do you just shuffle around and make do?
Yeah, what it would do specifically, one of the asks was for another branch assistant at Rock Hill, which always will free up people to do more programming.
Okay.
If you have more desk staff.
Okay. So we're talking about really somebody to sit at the checkout desk, the reference desk.
Yeah, it's more coverage to fill
okay.
in the blank as to what that coverage would be. Whatever the person, the 20 hours helps
okay.
out the other people doing usually programming
okay.
because we usually will put them on the desk.
Okay.
But
and at this point,
that's unique.
We're okay.
That's you know, we ask people to ask what their ideal would be, and what if we could help them.
I was just hoping they wouldn't have to work overtime.
Yeah.
We can't
work overtime.
Yeah, Terry.
I found the mission statement I was working on. I don't want to frame this as a mission statement because I don't want to step on Dennis' toes, but basically, instead of saying mission, I was saying, you ask the question what we do or who we are. I would say something to the effect that York County Library promotes literacy and a love of reading among people of all ages and provides facilities, programs, and services that allow patrons to pursue their lifelong learning goals, and we offer welcoming spaces for all citizens. I think we have to think about the facilities.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because that's what, to most people, we are facilities.
Yeah.
And the services are all provided in the facilities.
Well, and I think we're not going to obviously write the mission statement
right
tonight, but you're going to hang on to that until
that's kind of to
formulate. That's a good,
more expansive,
that's a good foundation
of what we do, I think.
Right. Because mm-hmm. that mission statement is what we do and what we want to do. And we can expand on that. I think just looking at what Terry held up, we can see what kind of programs we offer,
mm-hmm.
the responsibilities we have to the community, and what else we should include. That is going to come probably from a community needs assessment, which we will do again. I know there was one done previously, but that needs to be addressed again so that everybody would feel that they had an opportunity to contribute. And it doesn't just have to be people who are in the library. We need to be able to go out into the community, have something like a town hall to have people respond.
You are hitting on something that I've been aware of for a long time, and even more aware of yesterday. One of our biggest challenges,
mm-hmm.
Are that people are not aware of what libraries provide today.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about York County alone. I think across the country it's the same problem. People I know who are in my generation, well-educated, college-aged people, successful people in the business world,
mm-hmm.
live in nice houses, went to great colleges, sent their kids to the best schools. Their vision of libraries is where they went when they were writing their term paper
mm-hmm.
in the junior in high school.
Yeah.
They're clueless.
Well, not only that, Terry, they don't see any need for this because they
right.
have this.
That's our biggest challenge.
That is our biggest challenge. They either want it just to be that narrow little bunch of reference books that they used,
right.
or they want to just Google it and be done with it.
The biggest asset libraries have is the goodwill. People like libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Even they've been in a long time, they have a very favorable project. But until we are more successful in letting people know what we do well, we're not going to get the kind of broad support we need to try to get new libraries built, to get funding for new libraries.
Well, even without new libraries, we're talking about trying to sell what we have right now. Apparently, we've sold it to the homeschool group because they're coming in the afternoons. But we have to sell everything about what we offer, and we have to make sure people know what that is. And we're not going to do it if we're only preaching to the choir of the people who are coming in.
Exactly.
So I want to get out into the community and have some sort of town hall surveys, find people who are willing to give us some ideas. And it may be that the people who don't use the library will never use the library. We can't make them want to, but I think we can take the people who have fond memories of the library, want to support them, because there's an awful lot of naysaying about whether we should even fund what we have, because they don't see the need for it. So again, we need to sell it. The challenge, again, is selling it, so people will be aware of what we have to offer and what we want to
offer.
I think
part of our strategic plan has to be marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You're
going to see
marketing
that.
What we have,
yep.
what we're doing now.
Yep.
Not just, because when you hire the consulting firm,
mm-hmm.
they come in and do the surveys that count. They know what they're doing. I'm talking about a more basic approach to sort of telling people. I mean, my experience yesterday was everybody I talked to loved the library. They had problems with parking, a few other minor things, but basically, the people who use the library don't need to be sold.
Exactly.
But it's those people out there who aren't aware of what libraries offer.
Right. And that is just a public relations issue, but consultant is at least a couple years down the road. We're not talking about consultant yet. We're not talking about anything that will cost us money, because the money's not there. There's not money to pay a consultant.
$33,000?
No.
Oh, yes, there's got to be. You can find that much under the carpet.
Dear, we're not looking under the carpet. What we've got right now is what we're going to have. So consultant is down the road, but community needs assessment, some of the like what I'm talking about with the town hall, where we can invite community members in. We can even have in council members and try to talk to them about it, or go to them and talk about it. But anyway, we'll come back to that. So
but
we got
I
a lot
understand
to talk.
Why in a $1 million budget we have, we can't find $33,000.
It's all allotted. It's not, we're not finding, it's all allotted.
Well,
yeah,
it's all allotted, but the budget is a planning tool. It's not like the Ten Commandments.
Well, right now it is.
It kind of is, because we have expenses. We have building maintenance. We have, like, go down all the line items of that budget. We've gone through all of that. We know what we need to spend.
This county government got $2 million when they sold the Good Motor Company property exchange. And all that went in the general fund. They didn't put one nickel on libraries.
Well, and that was their choice. Anyway, we'll hold that till the end if we need to, because I want to cover everything that's here to be sure that we've done that in the meeting. Again, mission statement, we'll come back to that, but hang on to what's in your phone and we can build on that. I think probably, I'm doing my library visit next week. Terry did his, I don't know about everybody else. But one of the, is everybody signed up?
Yeah, everything's like rolling out over the next couple of weeks for everybody that signed up.
So I think what people are going to find is the mentality that our staff has. Can I lock this?
Yes.
I mean, we have people still coming in.
So I don't think we can lock this. I guess Amanda's not out there.
Okay. Y'all are there. We were supposed to close the door at 5. The buildings are important, and clean buildings. And so when you go into the library, I think, again, that's something that we are all impressed with, the way that the buildings, the upkeep has been done. The services, the books and programs that we have been able to fund, that we have been able to put on the shelves, and the programs that we offer with literacy, again, what Terry mentioned, but community needs. If anybody else comes in, just stop them.
Oh, no, wait, I needed to go talk to my staff.
You're supposed to be in here. The community needs will be important, and the primary stakeholders, and I think that obviously is the people who use the library, but it's also the people who have provide funds, and they're all over the county. They provide the money for us, and we want to use it as wisely as possible. So when I see primary stakeholders, my gut reaction is they want to know that we're getting our money's worth. They don't want to see us taking money away from here to spend it on this when it's really not necessary. So Julie's done a great job, I think, of being able to look at the budget to see where that money needs to go, and for people to not come in and say, you know, why'd you waste money on that? And we want to be really, really careful about that. When Julie and I met with both the county manager and with the assistant county manager, so we could maybe come to some sort of terms about how we relate under the hierarchy of county government. And Julie provided a description of how the board assignments have been made and what was done in the past with the community assessment. You want to mention anything? Well,
Reader's Digest, yeah. I just covered the process of how we had determined through a quick and dirty strategic plan that Martin and I put together back in September 2023. That out of that came a facilities plan. And out of the facilities plan, we identified different ways that, okay, we need a building, but if we can't have a building because it always takes years and years, what else could we do? And we came up with a list of things. And so I shared this with the county, and then told them that now with the whole new board and the new committee assignments, we were getting back to creating the strategic plan to go forward, because we just haven't had one since, I mean, the last draft was 2018, and before that it was years and years. So we really... what the county said was it's critical to have that strategic plan so that you have goals that you can then go to your funding partners and be like, this is where it fits in, this is what we're seeing, and at that point you might like to get a consultant, facilities consultant, to give you numbers that you can then use with your funding partners, with regard to us, that's the council, to lay out a finance plan with them and get funded.
Yeah.
And
so
that's
what we
talked about.
Came out of that from Kevin and
Josh
was the need for us to be able to, or our responsibility to show what we needed before we could move forward. So that involves the community assessment. That involves getting a larger community group to respond to what they see as the function of the library and the purpose of the library. And the facilities plan, and they reminded us, is just one small part of strategic planning, and to not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
That was, and again, reminder that the money is not there for this year. We may be looking at 2026 or 2027, but even then, we have to come forward with the things that we have discovered. So a lot of the responsibility of proving that we need something else falls on our shoulders. And that's where I want us to be able to go into the community and pull out some of the comments that they would provide for us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the next Consider Other Library Strategic Plans, which Julie and I have looked at, I don't know, three or four,
mm-hmm.
from other counties, from other areas, they fall under pretty much the same structure. You want to do a community assessment. You want to provide statistics of what you find out from that. And those statistics may be in terms of percentages. They may be in terms of what we have had and what we do need. But it all still comes back to what we are offering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need to measure ourselves in terms of what other libraries are offering if their community needs are different. The needs analysis will provide that for us as well. The mission, the vision, the values of our community will play into that. And that's something that we get through a survey. We probably will be relying on library staff to reach out to people in a survey. If they come in, they would get a survey to provide feedback for us to know, you know, what works in here, what do we need to do, not to make you feel comfortable, but to make you feel like this is an important place, that it's worth keeping and it's worth really putting money into. And the last thing, again, goals and objectives, that's going to be the dreaming part. Where do we get those goals? That's going to be in our meeting on May 8th, and it will really depend on whether the rest of the board can attend. But what we are hoping to do in our next meeting, which will be in Rock Hill,
mm-hmm.
to have the entire library board attend, have some of the staff attend, and use that as really our first strategic planning meeting. Treat it the way you have seen in some other settings, where we would have small groups to be able to look, whether it's the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, if we want to just start with something that simple, and develop the goals, I guess, if nothing else, to see where are we here and where can we be here. Those can be obviously the strengths of the programs, the strengths of the staff, the materials that we offer, but what are the threats? Financial, usually. What are the opportunities, the spaces that we have to grow into? I know in Fort Mill, there's an upstairs. Somehow, if we can get the sheriff to move, we might be able to have some of those rooms. And again, that means they have to have another facility to go to. But when we talk about opportunities, that may be where we are. So again, May 8th, hopefully 4:30 is our target date, and it would be not just for the strategic planning board, but I think when we talked to both Kevin and Josh, it seemed incumbent that we had more voices, that we had more people playing into that to help us with perspective, to help us with the concept of where we want to grow and provide materials. Our second meeting we haven't determined, and probably would need to be maybe midsummer. That would take what we found from the May 8th meeting and look for the general areas of need that we know as a library system are obvious based on what we found out. Employees, maybe, if that comes out as one of the challenges that we have. Also, the programs that we offer, are they, do we have enough of them? Is that why we have 10 people on the waiting list? Is there a way to expand those programs? Is there just one person who can present those? What would be a way to provide more of that? And again, I hate it that there's a waiting list every time, but that's more positive than if they couldn't fill them up. Mm-hmm. It would be worse if we had room for 10 and we only had 5 people showing up. So that's really a better problem.
It's a good problem
to have. It's a good problem to have, but again, it's a challenge. And so we need to be able to address that. Materials are always a challenge because as librarians, we eat the shelves. You know, what do you do with that nonfiction book that doesn't include astronauts? So does it go, you go sell that somewhere, or it's better to put it in the trash because the astronauts got left out? You know, that's what, with all those old encyclopedias we had.
We recycle.
Yes, we recycle. We recycle. But again, if you are thinking about space, is combat shelving ever an issue in the library? Do you ever need anything like that for reference materials?
Like, what did you call it?
Compact shelving. The ones that fold up like accordions.
They collapse.
Oh.
Yeah, they collapse. They use them a lot in archives.
I've never in my life seen a collapsible, but you have one.
We have them in the history and genealogy in storage.
Never noticed.
They're in the back. They're not accessible to the public.
Okay.
They're folded up in one.
You're probably like me, you don't have a key to that door.
Okay. Well, we'll do a tour. Those are not as appropriate for general public because they do.
They're not for the general public, but mm-hmm. John uses them extensively.
But do we have a challenge with shelving space? Yeah, that's why
I'm sure we
do.
Yeah.
Especially places like Clover, 5,000 square feet, like Wiley, 5,000 square feet.
And I don't know how you address that. Do you just remove what you have and
you weed.
Replace?
I mean,
weed. Yeah,
it's,
you weed,
it's
and that's got to hurt.
It's careful. Well, it's careful weeding. I mean, you're not just in with the new and out with the old. There's, you know, as you know from library, professional libraries, is you're for the age, for the condition,
mm-hmm.
For who has what elsewhere. So, you know, there's a couple of decisions to make. But that's usually how we handle that.
Okay. So is there an archives here? Or is it?
No, no.
Where is it?
Rock Hill has all of the genealogy and local history.
Where is it downstairs?
No, it's upstairs. To the right.
It's sandwiched between the lab and the teen area.
Do you let people in there?
If I
ask to see it,
you're coming on Monday, right, to see me, then yes, we'll go back there on Monday.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, just Carol.
What's up with you? Yeah, I would love to see that. And I've just seen it in the archives, wherever we've been, a lot of times with rare books.
Mm-hmm.
Galileo's folded up in there somewhere.
I don't think that.
Not special, but John has some nice stuff back there.
But that, again, I was thinking in terms of how do you make the best use of your facilities.
Right.
So if you had more compact shelving for things that public didn't have access to, would that free up a room? Maybe.
Right.
You know, that might be something to look at.
Facilities evaluation.
Exactly. But if you're looking, again, at Fort Mill and there is another agency housed in that building, could they find another location? Would it be possible for us to move into that space somehow? The meeting room downstairs could go upstairs, whatever we've talked about. I know I've heard a lot of different ideas thrown around. But we need to be able to think that way first because we're not going to have a new building for several years. And yet we are in need of various locations to have access
mm-hmm.
to library material. And I want to be sure that they don't get left out. I don't want anybody to feel that we're not concerned about the communities. But again, that is going to be down the road. We also will have, we're going to formalize goals. That will be at the second meeting that we have. And we'll use the things we talked about at that first meeting to do that. And if we have a shared vision, it will be a lot easier to accomplish what we're trying to do. And whether that shared vision becomes more of our mission statement, I don't know. But I'm hoping that that's where we end up. The biggest thing that I think on this paper is the last statement, determine how to achieve these goals and establish action items. We can dream and we can talk and we can plan, but there's a big how in the middle of all of that. And the how means that shared vision becomes important to all of us. So we have to sell it to the community. We have to sell it to, hopefully we won't have to sell it to the staff, because I want them to be so much a part of this that they feel like we are asking for something that they know. The staff knows. They've worked in I don't know how many different libraries to actually see what can work and what won't work, so we won't go there. But I think I've covered everything that I wanted to cover in terms of what Julie and I have sort of shared as the preliminary way to go about this, since it hasn't been done for 6 years. I mean, we've got a skeleton, which is great. That skeleton's going to get flesh on it. But to really approach this as a strategic plan, we're really starting from scratch to be sure we get it right. We do have some samples we can look at in May, and if you want to see those ahead of time, Julie has, I think, most of the ones that you and I've looked at. I do have some, but it just didn't seem like this was a good time to throw a whole bunch of paper on the table. I'll first ask if anyone at the table has any comment or any question about where we go next.
Well, I would say this again, at the risk of repeating myself, I refuse to believe that that we can't find the money to pay for an outside consultant. Martin did an excellent job on his survey, his study. I think we should consider that a first step, but we need a lot of things you're talking about doing. We don't have the expertise and we don't have the personnel to do. That's what you pay for. Now we've got a state legislature. Wait a minute, let me finish. The state legislature that doles out millions of dollars, $30 million went into this county at the end of last year. Surely we can't get them to give us $33,000.
We're not ready for $33,000 yet, Terry.
Why?
Because some of this falls on us. In order to be a, you can't just have a consultant come in and say, this is what you need, and take that to the county.
You've got Martin.
It needs to come. Well,
we were
Terry,
taking bids. We were getting proposals from people. We were ready last year. We approved a company. We were ready then. How did we become unready in the interim?
Well, we are going to do it again, and we're going to make sure it's very current. We want to be sure that it addresses all of the community needs that we
What's
have
changed
right now.
In a year?
We're going to find out.
This, we're delaying. We haven't built a library in 23 years. Let me put it in a broad perspective. This county, in this county, between a quarter of $1 billion and a half $1 billion has been spent on athletic facilities, parks, and recreation. Not all by the county council, but by public entities and private entities, churches. Something's wrong when we can spend that much money on things to enrich the body and nothing on the mind.
So do you have an idea of how you're going to get
it? Can I just interrupt and tell you how the budget works? We are assigned a millage, which is now 4.6, and every millage is assigned a percentage, which equals money. And so our money is finite within that. So that finite budget is what we have to look across our operations and our aspirations to build into
it. We should look for other sources of money.
That's fair, but I needed to explain to you why.
I know how budget works.
No, how.
And I know
how
you allocate every cent.
Yes. And right. And our state aid.
I understand
all those,
that. I'm not being critical of you. I'm
no,
just saying
I'm
that we can find the money.
Critical. I want you to. I just want to make sure that you understand.
I understand.
Now, for the purposes of this discussion, which we will have later as well, in our budget, we had to increase our line item because there's a potential that E-rate might go away and we'd have to pay for our own internet.
Right.
And that's that was a lot of money. Now, it's sounding good that that's not going to happen. We took the bulk of that money that we needed to make up in that category from Mike's budget for maintenance and operations. So we could have some potential money there after we put back what we need to in Mike's budget. But we have to budget for not having internet until we know for sure that it's not going to be taken away from us.
So we may have access to some money at that point.
We might do.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing is I don't want to take money from any material budget. I don't want to take money from anybody's salary. I don't want to take money from any operating budget. And we had a conversation with the county manager and the assistant county manager, and that is something that they suggested we put in a future budget because this one's already been allocated. So we can talk all we want about $33,000, but it's not going to happen, Terry.
Well, if we refuse to look anywhere else, it's not going to happen.
Well, it's not going to happen for this year. And so what we're looking at strategic plan, yes, we are putting that into a future goal, whatever you want to call it. We've got materials, we have buildings and facilities as part of our general areas of need. So it will be addressed, but it's not going to do any good to keep talking about $33,000 this year.
Well, I keep talking about it, so I don't think it does any harm. All right, I want to throw out something that has not been considered. And
is it part of the strategic plan?
Yes, it's
okay.
Very much part of the strategic
okay.
plan. I think we should propose that we ask the county council to negotiate with the city of Rock Hill to set aside significant land as part of the former Panthers property for a new main library. Now, let me tell you why. First of all, the city will listen.
Mm-hmm.
And there are historic deals for how Cherry Park got put together and other things where we've had swaps of land between such entities as City of Rock Hill, York County, Rock Hill School District, Winthrop University. We have history where we can do some trading. We've done that. There's precedent. In Martin's proposal, it shows a need of a 100,000 square foot facility in Rock Hill and in Fort Mill for the population that's using national standards. The places that need libraries the most, based on those kind of numbers, are places like W. Bridge Road, Clover, Lake Wylie. If you think about those places, you can't get to them. During certain times of the day, the roads are impassable. They're getting worse by the day. There's one piece of property in York County that's eminently accessible to the largest number of people. It's that property. It's along the interstate. It has its own access. Everybody who works in Charlotte that travels the I-77 corridor, people who live in Fort Mill, people who live in TPK, Lake Wylie, people who live in southern York County, southeastern York County, they're on the interstate a lot. And they could get to that library very easily. The city could be convinced, I think, they've got 240 acres right now. They don't have any takers. If they had a main library, a large facility, 100,000 square feet plus, it would be a gem in their crown. It could be something they could sell when they're trying to get corporate headquarters to come here.
All right, Terry, I have had conversations with several city, county leaders. That's not going to happen. And I do want to get some public comment before we leave.
I want to hear who said that, because I've talked to somebody in the city who would be interested in it.
Okay. When you're on your way home from work, you work in Charlotte, and you're on your way down I-77, are you going to get off and go to the library?
If I'm going to go to the library, I want to go to the library where I can get to it, yes.
And if the person out here in Clover who's homeschooling a child wants to get to a program and
no one location will serve everybody in your county.
I don't understand why we would spend money building on I-77 when we already know that we need a building out here. So anyway, we'll talk, it's almost 10 till, so we will talk about that.
I'm just throwing out an idea.
Well, and you and I have talked about it before, and that's why I went to some people, and I was just told there's no way to generate the kind of
money. Well, you know what, if enough people get excited about it, it can happen.
Well, we'd have to get a lot of people to get excited about it.
Well, we're going to have to do that, to build anything. If you build an outhouse in this county, you're going to have to get a lot of people behind it.
That is true. Okay, I really appreciate all of you being here, and if you have a public comment that you would like to make, I want to hear it. So do I have anyone who would like to make any kind of public comment? You've gone to the trouble to be here, and I just want to know that we know how you feel about things.
Yeah, I mean, I have something prepared for the board meeting that I'm happy to share, and I appreciate that you welcome public comment.
Read your digest version, because I want to finish it. How I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be done in the...
And you are?
I'm Lacey Lane.
Lacey?
Yeah.
I should have known that. I apologize.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You know, I'm just a community member here. I'm very invested in
that
supporter.
And that makes you very important. Okay.
So I'm a mother of two, educator of 16 years here in South Carolina, and a big supporter of our libraries. Some of the main concerns that I've been sharing, I think, for the past 2 years plus with the board, the strategic planning, I was very disappointed that the community needs assessment was cut from the budget. I was hoping to have some more support, too, from Julie in that regard. I know everything is to the penny. But we know that there is so much work to be done, and if you don't have the data to inform, if you're going to go to the council and propose that we need this, that, and the other, and we don't have accurate data, I mean, I know you're saying we can get together, create a town hall, hear from the public. I also know how some of those town halls look, especially when they're planned with people that have special interest groups backing them, when they're composed of leadership or spouses of leadership of those groups.
Yeah.
And I know, because I see what those emails look like when they convince them to come out in droves to town halls to be the public when it's such a loud and persistent minority of our community. So
I think about going to the grocery store. We thought we'd get a bar for our spectrum.
Yeah, that's just not how community assessments are done nationally. I know there's gold standards to it.
Oh, yes.
So when we talk about a consultant, it's not someone coming into our county and saying, hey, this is how things work in New York and California. We're going to do it here.
No,
they are trained in what they do, and they know how to assess the needs of communities, and they know how to do it properly to get the data that our council needs to confidently give our taxpayer money to support our libraries.
Totally.
And so if we were to have the funds for that, if it's not in the current budget that's been drafted, then you tack on whatever budget proposals we can get from the agencies that do this well and have done it across the country for years. If we can get that done, you don't have to worry about having our overused and overworked library staff coming out to these makeshift town halls hoping that we can corral enough people from the Harris Teeter to answer a survey. We can do it properly, and we can get all corners of the county involved, and we can hear from all the moms, all the teachers, all the business owners, all the people out there that are invested members and stakeholders of this community to share what is truly needed. And I don't see how we do that. I don't know why we have to makeshift and piece it together on our own when this has been done time and again with libraries across our country and have done it well. And we can look in South Carolina and we see the counties with similar populations that have done it, and their counties have amazing libraries, and they are funded and supported by their councils. But they also have boards that are composed of community members that have libraries in their heart. So I know we have unique challenges here, but I hope that we can see through and work to actually meet the needs of the community and not our special interests.
Well, and again, I think you understand the budgetary council needs. So we'll, and we've had that conversation, so there's just a lot of stuff. I appreciate and really appreciate the comments. Does anybody else want to share anything? Yes.
I just wanted to tack on, my concern is if we ask the library to handle this assessment, how are you going to go out and handle people who don't physically come into the library?
Well,
how are you going to reach people who aren't actually patrons, which is the people you need to talk to the most?
No.
Because you need to know, why are they not coming to the library? You guys don't have the bandwidth to do that. And it would be extremely disappointing for you to take this data and submit it to the county council without reaching that group.
And see, that's not what we're doing.
Well, that's what it sounds like you described, because you said library staff would do it, they would encourage them to do it when they can't come in and check out a book. Well, not everybody does that. In fact, there's probably parents who come in and drop their kids off and never step foot in the library.
Exactly.
So,
hold that thought.
We need to do more.
As a development professional, I can concur with Terry and the additional being in the county over, working for the county in Mecklenburg. I work in the department that redevelops and develops libraries. You're missing an opportunity to leverage for the county to develop a parcel, especially getting in with Rockville and the town. I can tell you that I have worked on that project in the past in my private sector, and you're missing a big opportunity.
Okay,
25 years I've been in this industry across the country.
Do you mind giving me your name?
David Booth.
David Booth, okay. And I am going to adjourn our meeting because we have to get ready for the next one, but I really appreciate y'all being here. And our next meeting, you will know for sure, but right now we're planning it in Rock Hill for May 8th. So if you put that on your calendar, that'd be great. All right, thank you.